We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Chof Vav. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, Nimtzo She'ikar HaKilkul V'HaPegam HaGodol Yoyser Mikol Ho'aveiro She'betoira. So therefore, we conclude, based on what we've said now, the greatest destruction and the worst pegam that a person can do, worse than all other sins in the Torah, is hu kishin isbalbel sichloi at shemetzayer ho'er lehefech min oemes at she'oise me'avera mitzvah u'machzik b'machloikes chas v'shalom, would be when a person's mind becomes so confused that he formats the light of Hashem, the opposite of the truth, sheker, to the point where he makes a sin into a mitzvah, and which sin especially? Machloket. The person is involved in machlokes. He supports machloket, chas v'shalom, against Jews, against religious Jews, against tzaddikim. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom rabbi senuzal u'muva b'shulchan aruch b'siman anal. And this is tied into what our rabbis tell us, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in the chapter that we're dealing with now, these last few paragraphs, which deals with the three sins that a person should rather allow himself to be killed rather than to commit them. Shekishemachavein lahaviro yaldas, that when a non-Jew, when his intention is to get a Jew to reject his faith completely, to reject his religion completely, tzorech lehoreg v'loy lavoid, then the mitzvah the Jew is to let himself be killed and not to do the sin. V'loy lavoir, not to do the sin. What sin? Afilu b'shari ha-mitzvah she-b'torah. We're talking about any sin just about, not just avoyde zoro giv arai shvichas damim. If the goy's intention is to convert the Jew, to get the Jew to show publicly that he's renouncing his faith, then the Jew should allow himself to be killed for any mitzvah, just about. Kishahadovar b'farhesya, when it's being done in public, b'fnei asora miYisrael, in front of at least 10 Jews, v'chein b'shas hashmad. And so too, if it's at a time when the non-Jews are trying to convert the Jews, chas v'shalom. Ayin Shom, look over there in Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara, where it says this very clearly. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kishadovor b'farhesya, because when the thing is being done in public, v'ho'anos mechavein lahaviro yaldas, and the person who's doing this, the non-Jew who's trying to force the Jew, his intention is to get the Jew to reject his religion completely, nimtza, shekol kavanosoi lafoi hakayra al piyach hasvishom. So this goy is trying to turn everything upside down. Lafoi cho emes, to change the truth, to reverse the truth. Uletzayer ho'er lehefech, and to format the light, the opposite of what it is. He's going to try to make what's a lie seem to be true, and the ultimate truth, which is Judaism, to chasvishom, to make that seem like a lie. Because he wants to reject, he wants to eliminate the holy faith of the Jewish people, and to replace it with their religion, with their ideology. And when it's being done in public, and if this Jew will go ahead and comply with what the goy is asking him to do, this could cause many other Jews, chas v'shalom, to stumble and to say, if he did it, then forget it, I'll do it also. Litois minoemes chas v'shalom, to deviate from the truth, to walk away from Judaism, chas v'shalom. She'alze oirev habaldovar b'yoyser, which is what the Yetzirah is trying his hardest to accomplish. V'alkein hu tzorich lehoreg v'loy lavoer afilu ha-mitzvah kalo she'betoira b'shvil kiddush Hashem. Therefore, a Jew, in this kind of situation, a Jew has to allow himself to be killed and not commit the sin, even if it's one of the lightest mitzvahs in the Torah. in order to sanctify Hashem's name, for Kiddush Hashem, Kedei Shelo Yekalkel Tziur Ho'er Legamri Chas Hashem Kanal, so that he shouldn't spoil and damage the formatting of the light of Hashem completely, Chas V'Shalom. Shezeh Hatam Biatzmoy Shel Sholosh Averoi Sachamuroi, Savoid Zorg L'Rash V'Chizdomim. Because if you recall, we explained earlier, we had shown how each one of those three sins, each one of them represents formatting the light of Hashem, destroying it completely, like reversing it completely from the truth to total falsehood. So therefore, even if we're not, and we had learned that a Jew is supposed to allow himself to be killed in that for those sins, rather than violate the sin. Why? Because those three sins in particular cause incredible damage to the formatting of the light, right? That was the reason why we said that when it comes to these three things, kill, you know, allow yourself to be killed. For this same reason, when it's being done in public, when the goy is doing this in front of a whole gathering of Jews, and the intention is not just to get the Jew to violate Shabbos or to eat treif, but he wants to get the Jew to renounce his faith by showing that he's eating this pork. He's showing that he's quitting Judaism. He's no longer, you know, he's no longer accepting the Jewish faith. If that's the intention, then even for any kind of sin, the smallest sin, the Jew is supposed to give his life, number one. And number two, v'chein b'shas hashmad. And so too, if it's a time when the non-Jews are going around converting Jews, Rachman al-Tzlan, then again, any mitzvah, if the goy tries to get the Jew to change the color of his shoelaces to be like the goyim, the Jew should rather die than give up his faith. Ki hakol inyan echad, because it's all the same, that we had explained that one of the greatest catastrophes in Judaism is when you take the light of Hashem and you turn it around completely. You destroy, you know, not just destroy it, but you make truth into falsehood. And we said that there are several examples of that. One example is these three sins, Avodah Zorah, Givah Rai, Shfichas Damim, and we had explained each one individually. Another example is when a non-Jew is trying to convert a Jew, in which case it doesn't have to be those three sins. Could be any, you know. And a third example is when the Jews are when the non-Jews are going around converting Jews in general, when it's a time of shmad, when the non-Jews have said any Jew who doesn't accept our religion dies, there again, in all three situations, a Jew should be willing to die rather than to violate the sin. Again, the difference between category 2 and 3 was, category 2 was that it's not necessarily a time of gzeira shmad, but a particular non-Jew or a group of non-Jews have grabbed a Jew and in public, in front of 10 other Jews or more, want to get him to show that he's giving up, he's rejecting Judaism by violating Shabbos, chashon, by eating pork or anything like that, chashon. That was example number two. Example number three was, it doesn't have to be in front of 10 Jews. If it's a time of a gzeira of shmad, there's an inquisition, you know, there's a situation where the goyim have decreed that nobody's allowed to practice Judaism, then again, it doesn't matter if it's in front of 10 people, nothing. It doesn't matter what. If the goy says, do as we do, or else, the or else is the first choice. Paragraph Chazayin, Vialkein, Kisheroye, now back to regular life situations, in a sense. Vialkein, Kisheroye ho'odom shehamaniois mispashtim umizgabrim kenegdoi mo'oid mo'oid lemonoi miderecho emes. Therefore, based on what we've learned, when a Jew sees that the obstacles are rising up against him in a very powerful way to try to block him from getting close to the truth, from getting close to ubifrat, especially al yidei ribui hacholkim v'hamisnagdim, especially when there's major machloket And here again, the example Rav Nosson Zalman is referring to, when there's Jews, even religious Jews, who are going against a specific tzaddik or something like that, and they're trying to block his students from remaining loyal to him, that kind of situation. Gedoilim uktanim, big ones or little ones, you know. Tzorich leida, the person has to know, shehakoil nimshach machmas pigam abris, that this whole situation is based on pigam abris. Shal ze nemar, meaning, as we learned before, the pigam abris of the leaders. We said, Rav Nosson Zalman said, that the pigam abris is something that the majority of Jews, unfortunately, are not perfect in that area. And the Yetzer Hara tries to, the bigger a guy is, the more the Yetzer Hara goes after him to try to get him to mess up. So that sometimes you'll have Jewish leaders, major leaders, whom the Yetzer Hara will mess up in pigam abris. And again, it won't be necessarily public knowledge. Not every, people don't know about it. Now, sometimes people find out about it. But in either situation, and as a result of that, this person's thinking is incorrect. And when this person analyzes a situation to figure out whether the other guy is a good Jew or a bad Jew, and he makes a decision that he's a bad Jew, he's not necessarily correct. And when he tells his students or constituents that he's such a bad Jew that it's a mitzvah to throw rocks at him, or it's a mitzvah to get him and his students fired from their job, you know, all of that kind of stuff, again, he's not necessarily correct. Because this is all stemming from a foundation of pigam abris, number one. Number two, on the other side, on the side of the good guys, unfortunately, because by them also there could be imperfections in tikkun abris, that also results in the Yetzer Hara being able to take shots at a person and to make it difficult for the person to come close to the tzaddik, to put all kinds of obstacles, stumbling blocks, opposition in the person's way to try to block him. V'nemar, shal ze nemar, about which the Torah says, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orches chaim. All of those who enter into that, into pigam abris, lo yeshuvun, they won't come out. V'lo yasigu orches chaim, and they will not achieve the path of life. They won't be zeichet to a true understanding of Torah, etc. Al kain, therefore, roitzim lamonoi miderach hachaim, therefore these people want to try to block him from the path of life, bekamam divrei pituyim v'hasosois, with all kinds of seductions and incitements, trying to give him all kinds of reasons and excuses why he should stay away from that rabbi. V'divrei chalaklakois, and all kinds of smooth talk. Talk that seems to make sense. Seems, wow, they're bringing me sources from the Torah. Bli shir, unlimited. U'kisharoyin hamesisim v'amoyinim she'enim yecholim lifoil v'lidchoysim ha'emes a'idei divrei moroim. And when these people see that they're not succeeding in blocking the person from coming close to the tzaddik through their words, through their evil words, sometimes they'll stand up by force. They'll make threats. If you do it, you're going to have problems. Other problems. Kamotsui achshov bavoinoseinu horabim, as is prevalent today due to our many sins. Rav Nosson Zalman was talking about a real live situation that he was dealing with. Rachmona Litzlan. Va'oz, and when that happens, ein takono laze kiim mesiras nefesh mamish. When that happens, the only solution is that the person has to be prepared to accept whatever the consequences are. The person has to be able to say, I don't care. I don't care what it costs me. This is my decision. This is the truth, and this is what I'm going with. And whatever threats and whatever actual harm you're going to do, don't care. Shetzorech liyashev daitoi, the person has to think it over really well. Haloi ani yoidea ho emes lamitoi. I know the real truth. Shekavonosi ritzuyo lashomayim beemes, that I am really trying to be religious with 100% sincerity. Ve'im maasai einom yoilim yofa koroi, and if I'm not doing everything in religion correctly right now, if I'm still making, if I did many sins till now, or if I'm still making mistakes even now, haloi hacholkim Einam chilkim al masai she'einam yofim v'toivim. These guys who are screaming at me, who are trying to cut me off from my rabbi and everything, they're not doing it because of my sins. They're not doing it because I'm not learning enough Torah. That's not the what? Kim al ma'at masai ha'toivim. What they're going against is the couple of mitzvahs that I'm doing, the few good things that I'm doing. I'm saying tikkun haklali, I'm going to the mikvah, I'm going to the tzaddik, I'm going to the kever of the tzaddik. That's what's getting them crazy. That's what they're fighting against. They're not trying to make me more religious. That's not the issue. Al shani choiter umisyageya lehispalel bekavona. What's bothering them, what they're fighting against, is my efforts to try to really pray with kavana, to really pray with sincerity. Ulekarivatzmi lanshei emes, and to try to bring myself close to real religious people, real authentic religious Jews. Hamoylichamoysi b'derech emes, who are leading me on the true path of Judaism. B'derech asher dorchu bo yavoseinu ashamayolam, the path that our forefathers went, how Avram Avinu practiced Judaism, how Moshe Rabbeinu practiced Judaism. V'heim oimdim kenegdi, and these people are standing up opposing me, levoleini chinam chasham, to try to swallow me for no reason, with no real justification, yoiser meroitz chenefoshois, and in a way they're worse than killers, than murderers, physical murderers. Why? The Gemara says, ki hamachti koshe min ahergoy. A Jew who causes another Jew to commit a sin is worse than if he killed him. Why? K'moshom Rabbi Senesaz, the Gemara says. Because if you kill him, you've taken him out of this world, out of a temporary world. You're shortening his life in a temporary world. If you get him to commit a sin, chas v'shalom, you're shortening his life in a permanent world, in eternity, chas v'shalom. And that's what they're trying to do to me, chas v'shalom. Al kein ani mechuyev limser nafshi. Therefore, I have to be ready to say whatever it takes. I'm ready. You'll kill me. You'll get me fired from my job. You'll this. No problem. Ki haloi ani Yehudi, because I am a Jew. V'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact. Shekol ish Yehudi, that every single Jew, afilu hagorua, even the worst Jew, the least religious Jew, betivoi limsor nafshe al kiddush Hashem, has it inside of him, naturally, to be willing to die for kiddush Hashem. That if he's put to the test, spit on Hashem, reject Judaism or die, he'll die. There are people who did it, people who were not really, not Shomer Shabbat, not there, but when they were put into that situation, they said, kill me. You want to say that I'm not a Jew? You want to say that there's no Judaism, there's no Hashem? I'm out, I'm not interested. Al kein, therefore, gam anochi merutzo limsor nafshi v'gufi uparnososi b'shvil ha'emes. Therefore, I also, if that's the test, if that's the situation, if they're threatening me that if I continue to go to this rabbi, they're going to get me fired from my job, I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose it. Okay. I'm willing to be moiser nefesh for the truth. Bishvil kedushas shmo yisborach, in order to sanctify the name of Hashem, v'yavor olay ma, let whatever happens happen. V'haloi kol ze nimshach mi pegam abris. Because where is all of this coming from? Where are they coming from? They're coming from a place of pegam abris. Shal ze tzrichin limsar nafshi kanal. And we learned earlier, when it comes to pegam abris, when it comes to adultery, a person's supposed to be willing to die rather than do it. So if these people, if their agenda is coming from a place of pegam abris, that's where they're coming from, then for pegam abris, you got to be ready to give up everything. Nimtza, sheze iker tshuvosi v'tikuni. So therefore, this is my greatest tshuva and my greatest tikun. Ki iker ha-tshuva v'ha-tikun al pegam habris hu mesiras nefesh v'kanal. Because the main tshuva and tikun for pegam habris is mesiras nefesh, for a person to be willing to die for his religion. V'hovein, so Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well. Understand that the parallel that he's drawing here. Ki bevadai al yedei mesiras nefesh, שישבר כל המניעס בכל כוח בבחינת מסירת נפש, because if the person will turn on, he'll activate that power inside of himself of mesiras nefesh, that I don't care about anything, nothing. I'm ready, whatever the consequences are, I will not reject Hashem. I will not reject the truth. The person will definitely succeed in overcoming all the obstacles. And then bevadai al yidei zeh yizkeh lahasig or chois chaim. That person will be zeche to achieve the true path of life, afilu im pogam kemoi shepogam pegam abris. Even if that person had sinned previously with all kinds of pegam abris. Ki zeh ikar tikunoi. This is that person's greatest tikun. Kesheyamuit benisoyoi neged hacholkim v'amoinim. If he will stand up to the test, where he's going through all kinds of opposition, people are opposing him from following the tzaddik, and he will stand up to it. Kimavur bidvareinu kama pomim b'mokim acher, as is explained throughout our sforim several times in other places in our sforim. Va'ayin besimen hey likutei chelak aleph. Take a look in Torah Hey, in the first part of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there about the topic of, he quotes the pasuk, Oizen Shomas Tochachas Chaim Bekerev Chachomim Tolon, that when a person sees that there's machlokis among rabbis, among tzaddikim, he should know that they're showing him that, that's his test. They're showing him that to see if he's not so sincere. Then he's going to see that, and he's going to say, forget it. What do I need this for? I'm out. Look at that. It's that they're all fighting. I'm out. Just like there were people who did that regarding Hasidim. Rav Nosson Zal writes about his own father-in-law, we mentioned, who was one of the great tzaddikim of his generation, a tremendous Talmid Chacham, tzaddik, Yirei Shamayim, but he was confronted with a certain test. At one point in time, he went to investigate the Hasidim, and he went to one rabbi, and he heard his students speaking against the other rabbi. And he was appalled by it. What's going on here? Jews? This is religious Jews? They have nothing better to do, you know? So he decided to check out this other rabbi that they're talking about to see what's the... He went there, and he heard his students speaking against the first one. So he said, you know what? They're both right. My conclusion is they're both right. They're both no good. I'm out. This is basically what he said. And Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos. We're going to have this in 100 pages, in Hilchos Ribbis. Rav Nosson Zal mentions this. He discusses this. And he says, my father-in-law was an incredible tzaddik, but in this item, he made a mistake. He wasn't zocheh. Because they're not both right. There was a mistake, that was a test, but that did not prove that their rabbis weren't incredible tzaddikim, etc. So Rav Nosson Zal writes there that when a person sees this kind of machlokis, it's a message to him that because of his own shortcomings, the Yetzer is trying to push him away, to block him from coming close to the tzaddik. And therefore, rather than him judging the tzaddik in any way, judging the tzaddikim, he should say, the fact that I'm witnessing this implies that I'm not perfect yet. So I'm going to work on my own imperfection, but I'm not going to draw any conclusions about these rabbis to say they're no good, they're chas v'shom. That I'm not going to do. That's in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph Torah Hey, u'bameshu kosavnu bebiuroi, and where Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this, behilchas tefillin halacha dalet ois dalet. In the first volume of Orach Chaim, there also Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this.